Members of the South Sudan's National Elections Commission were sworn in Monday, 2 months after the commission was reconstituted. Abednego Akuk, chairman of the National Elections Commission, says elections can be held in December if the transitional government provides the necessary funding and security for the body to do its work. But Jock Madudjock, a South Sudanese analyst, says the remaining 11 months is too short for the commission to deliver a credible election.
The swearing-in of the members of NEC is only a very small fraction of the host of things that need to happen in order to ensure that the elections announced by SPLM and by President Kiir have the slightest chance of creating a new political progress. You have the problem of the constitution, the problem of census, which is the basis for constituency demarcation, the issue of logistics and finances. Where does a country that is broke, reeling under international sanctions and facing economic meltdown, find money to conduct elections?
Madud also says the composition of the commission could give rise to potential disputes as the election preparations are carried out. The National Elections Commission vowed to hold elections in South Sudan in the time is stipulated in the transitional roadmap. The chairman says there is enough time for the commission to carry out its activities and hold the country's first elections.
There are only three stages. Stage one is civil education. Stage two is registration of voters. And then stage three is to go for voting. If we are serious, we run it very smoothly without any difficulty.
Akuk says he is aware of some of the challenges, adding that leadership of the country should solve the problems on time.
The issue of the offices or accommodation is still not yet settled. The second one is the availability of resources. The resources should be availed to us to allow us start to visit the states and see their structures practically in the field. The third one is the election timeline. You know, time is going, and the more we are not serious to implement any of them within these 6 months, then we will not reach our targets.
Akuk says the National Elections Commission needs at least $2 million to run the elections. He calls on leaders in the country to facilitate the conduct of free and fair elections in the country. The United Nations mission in South Sudan has repeatedly told the transitional government to ensure that elections are free and fair. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.